Final round of locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we continue on here tonight. Brandon Tamman with you. We're now on to Jackson Heights. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. And we start here with Cobras girls basketball coach. That is Madison Massey. We appreciate the time all year long. And coach, we're down to the final week of the regular season. Big win against Oskaloosa on Tuesday for win number 15. You set your sights for the regular season finale coming up on Friday on the road at Valley Falls. But just since it's our last time talking here this year, before your final game of the regular season, Friday nights, again, 15-4 is where you guys sit currently. I know the run in the, as far as the league championships, that ended after three in a row. ACCHS won the league title, but you guys go 12-3 in league play, at least to this point before Friday, 15 wins overall. You're setting yourselves up for a great spot in Substate next week. First year at the helm, just the overall takeaway from kind of the season as a whole.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe that the season's almost over. It really has flown by. This team has made huge strides. I mean, from when we started practice to now, we are just a completely different team, and I am so proud of the effort and the time that these girls have put into it, because basketball is not an easy sport, and it takes someone that's really tough to play it because of all the physicality and the mental toughness it takes. But I'm just extremely proud of them, and we've done some really good things here in the last part of our season to set us up really well for Substate, because we're playing really good basketball right now, and I hope we can keep that momentum to carry us through.
You know, we talk throughout the course of the year, you know, Olberding, Thompson, those two have kind of led the charge for you, and they're two obviously the best players in the league, and they're certainly going to be a handful when we get into Substate next week. But as far as maybe outside of those two, who maybe played above and beyond expectations, who maybe played a little bit better than what you were expecting, maybe what a freshman or sophomore who's got a bright future ahead, just how about some of these girls who are going to keep this thing rolling for future years?
Well, I'm first going to touch on McKenna Reshick. I know she's a senior, but she sat the varsity bench last year, and she didn't get to play much, and she's really stepped in and given us a lot of minutes, a lot of good things defensively. She's a great talker. The same with Mallory Mulroy. She didn't get a lot of minutes last year either, and she stepped in and done a lot of good things. Looking into our younger kids, you know, we obviously have Dawson Cochran, and she does such a good job on the board. She has a nice shot, so she's going to be a force next year in the season, as well as Taylor Bosley and McKinley Mulroy. I mean, they've stepped up this year and made some big time shots defensively. They're a couple of the best girls in our press. So I look forward to seeing them improve throughout this summer into the next school year. I mean, we've had a couple of freshmen, Bryn Shoup and MRA Thompson, they've stepped in and done some great things. And I think they have a very bright future in the next 3 years at Jackson Heights.
Well, the season is obviously not over yet. It is for us after today, but you guys set your sights on Substate next week. Class 2A hosted by Horton. You guys are locked in with the 2 seed. Riverside earning the number 1 seed with 17 wins. You guys sit there at 2. Pleasant Ridge, Jeff County North, teams you're very familiar with at 3-4. And then you look at the bottom four in this Substate: Valley Heights, Valley Falls, Horton, and Republic County. So it looks like it is set for you guys to take on Horton in the first round of Substate next week. How did you see this thing kind of shaping out? Any surprises with the Substate and just kind of the overall strength in this Substate for next week?
No, I didn't really see any surprises. I sat there for a while, thought, you know, we're probably definitely going to be the 2 seed after we had a couple losses. Riverside is just a tremendous team, and they're doing really well in their league and their season. So I knew that they would probably be 1 or 2 along with us. Playing any of our league teams for a third time is tough. I mean, we know each other like the back of our hand, and you just got to come up with a few new things to hopefully throw them off and get the win. But I'm interested to see how it all plays out. I think we have a good chance, because we've been playing really well lately.
Jackson Heights girls basketball coach, that is Madison Massey. We appreciate the time all year long. Her team still has one more game in the regular season on Friday. Regardless, right now sitting at 15-4, the 2 seed in the sub-state next week, looking to be a matchup against Horton in the first round, third time. And you just saw them not too long ago on Valentine's Day. You won that one 56-20. But again, as you mentioned, you play anybody in your league 3 times, it's never easy, and things could go any direction. But nonetheless, Coach, thanks again. We appreciate it very much. Congrats on the success this season. Good luck the rest of the way, and we will talk to you down the road. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.